Welcome to Podcast 2187. Enjoy the show. And don't forget to submit your blaster for inspection.
Okay, Mark, go.
Last time on Podcast 2187, we were live from your homes. Is that what I was supposed to say?
No, you before. You messed up the whole podcast, Mark.
Whatever.
Yeah, Mark's what messed up this episode.
I told you, I'm going for 0-0 votes when we rerun that the vote. I want zero likability.
See, if we ever do rerun the poll, I'm going to vote for you just so you don't get zero.
Dude, you would be that person.
I
can't abide by one of you guys getting zero. I love everybody.
Want zero. Zero is like...
First place for him.
No, because sometimes like when you what is it?
You sound awesome. You sound like yourself.
All right, I'm going to use all my data. Let's do
it. Oh my God, you're great. No, sometimes when you do like Powerball or something, or you do some sort of lottery and you get none of the numbers, you actually win money. So to me, that's the same thing. If nobody votes for me...
Are we recording?
Yes.
Oh, hi, everybody.
No one's been introduced yet. Mark's just ruined the episode.
All right, we're on Podcast 2187 with me, three other guys. So let's talk about stuff. I just did it. I did the intro.
That's good. You did a good job.
Thanks. Hi, well, Jared. How's it going today?
Pretty good. Not bad.
Good. Mark, how are you?
Good, thanks, Tim. Appreciate it.
Sam, how are you?
I think I'm going to retire now.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad to hear that. I hope you have a great retirement.
Kind of a job, homie.
You know, I was going to say I'm very happy to have Andrea back because we missed her last week, but never mind.
Whatever, Tim. Last week's episode was great. I loved it.
Now I have somebody to throw under the bus again, so thank you.
Wait, what did you say?
I loved last week's episode. It was so good.
What did you think about the conversation at the end?
You know, I think that conversation could have used more men. I think that's what it was lacking.
We already had three.
Yeah, but I think it really could use a fourth a man.
Well, let me find somebody.
It's never too late for me to try and add Noah.
No. Based on Noah's Instagram, though, he's busy taking pictures in the surf.
Today on Podcast 2187, we have a couple things to discuss.
Time. Noah, good job out there. He's having a good time. Props, brother.
Yeah, we'll go ahead and listen for
10 minutes and then go back to what you're doing.
So we have a couple things to discuss, right?
Yeah, but the most important thing, though, is what's up with the whole Funko Mymoji stuff?
What?
Oh yeah, they're tiny plastic heads. They're little rubber heads. Funko Pops. No, this is real. Wait. It was the last announcement at London Toy Fair from Funko today, and they announced a line. They already have Mymojis for Marvel and DC stuff, and they announced a Star Wars line. And the Chewbacca and Yoda are particularly adorable. And I think
you sons of bitches, you guys planned this behind the scenes.
No, we did not. Yes, we did not even sort of discuss this.
Oh, man.
But you almost
made me spew water all over the place. I was seriously just taking a drink. And then you had to go do that. My throat hurts. Thank you, Mark.
Right? Well, I think it's funny. Mark, you'll appreciate this. The rest of the fandom, even the guys who like Funko Pops, largely the Star Wars fandom, responded with outrage at this announcement. They were like, these are stupid. These are awful. And they're literally just tiny plastic versions of the heads of Funko Pops. So I don't understand. Like, if you like Funko Pops, I don't expect you to want these things, but to act like they're just preposterous. You like these adorable little cute toys. Why is the little, rubber heads so offensive to you? It doesn't really make any sense.
They're like Funko Bad Balls?
Yeah, they are. And they're tiny.
I like them.
I like them.
Half of them.
I'm going to retweet it so you can see it, Mark.
Okay. You know what?
They're adorable. I like the Princess Leia, and I like the Wicket and the Yoda. They're cute.
Yeah, the Yoda's adorable, and the smile, like the laughing Chewbacca where his eyes are closed and he's laughing. I want that.
I think they would be cute for little kids. You could throw Yoda at a wall.
Adorable and Star Wars should not be the same sentence.
We got Ewoks.
This is for adults.
In the first Star Wars to be released, we had Jawas. Only. There's always been adorable things.
Jawas were not adorable.
They're adorable little evil monsters.
They're cute.
Enslaving Troy.
This is the part where Mark explains that they are man-eating animals, and any sounds that they make are war cries.
Jawas are man-eating?
Those are Ewoks. Oh, you're such a fake fan.
Hey, no, Mark, I said. Mark would say this.
Fake.
Listen, they're slave drivers. Mark would say they're slave drivers because accuracy is important to him.
They are slavers.
No, they're awful as far as that goes, but they're adorable. You can be awful and adorable.
Yeah, what adorable. About their little capes? They got little capes.
Can somebody look? They'll be adorable when we actually get to see what a Jawa kid is like.
Oh, that would be cute. They'd be so tiny.
Yep, tiny little capes. Running around.
That's
this concept.
That's the name of this episode, Tim, is Tiny Little Capes.
Well, I thought you meant me that Mark was doing.
That too.
No. That was I had nothing.
Sounds like that Muppet.
Yeah.
It does. Beaker.
Yeah, Beaker.
Bunsen Honeydew's lab assistant.
Tim, you better hurry up or we gain control.
Alright, so anyways, on this episode.
Do I ever have control of this thing?
Yeah, Andrea has done a pretty good job of trying to actually keep us on task.
So we just talked about Funkos.
We can move on.
They had a series of announcements today. They didn't. I think that was the only Star Wars related one.
It was the only Star Wars.
People were really, really gunning for a Darth Maul pop.
Well, I mean, they should, because this is the most important Star Wars news that we've had since Rogue One came out.
It is. It's the only piece of news today, right? Is this my emojis.
No, there's something else that's related to Episode 8, but I don't remember what it was because it wasn't important.
Hey, did you guys know, just like throwing this out here, just a random fact that I just thought of, unrelated to everything else. Do you know the plural of Jedi is Jedi? Did you guys know that?
I did. It's like Jedi. Sheep. It's like sheep.
Jedi's.
Deer.
Jedi's is possessive. It's
the
like
plural
belongs here. To the Jedi's.
Fish
you guys
is
know
fishing.
That?
It's you know, it's Jadu's.
What is Jedi? Yeah.
Okay, so Star Wars Rebels.
Jedi.
We're gonna save this conversation for later, right?
Right? Well, actually,
well, not this conversation.
Well, true, but that's the hope, but. Star Wars Rebels, because apparently I didn't even know this. Jared said that we're on a hiatus now. Or is there one this weekend or no?
I think we're off until February. I thought that's
Wait,
what I
Tim,
heard.
Tim, we're going to save this conversation for later when?
We'll see.
No, we're doing it tonight.
We'll see.
We're not live.
Rebels, so that happened. Talk.
It was good. I liked it a lot.
You said talk again.
Yeah, he did.
Look, I don't pronounce the L, but it's not completely absent either. There's a happy medium.
Tack?
No, he says talk.
Talk. Like T-O-C-K is the phonetic version.
Talk?
Talk.
Talk?
Andreas, say talk.
Talk.
Yeah, she got it right. You got it right.
Yes.
Say it again.
No.
So far, you sound like you got it better than Tim. Tim's walking and talking his way through this episode.
I do not pronounce the L. There is a happy medium.
You just said pronounce.
Things right. happen come out weird when you're smiling and talking, okay?
Can we
it's
we go
your
back
fault,
to the episode?
Not mine. Ha.
Smiling and talking. I just want to say I love Tim. and confirm it comes back February 18th. So it comes back in about 3 weeks.
All right, well then.
That episode was great.
I mean, it's a good episode to leave off with if you're going to take a hiatus. There are different parts we can talk about, but first, don't say anything. So first, we're going to discuss the story. What did you guys think of the story?
Isn't that when we're supposed to say things? You said don't say.
So I thought, like, a lot happened this episode. I feel like it could have been split up in two episodes. But
yeah, it was jam-packed for 22 minutes, wasn't it? It was full of stuff.
Yeah, I was like, this is a lot's happening. Sabine got trained in one day. They're like, you're good.
No, they even said it was multiple days.
It seemed like one day.
Jared, you drawn anything lately?
You know, I haven't been able to because of some tumultuous stuff in my own life, but I have all my computer rig here and now, so in short time I should be able to get to drawing again regularly.
If you get a chance, can you do me
I like that Mark and I are the oldest and we are giant 12-year-olds.
Can you draw me?
that's better. Like one of my French girls.
She drew me a New Hope poster, but instead it's got Sabine holding the darksaber up with Ezra wrapped around her legs.
Yes, like Frazetta style. Like yeah.
Yes,
mm-hmm. I'm on this.
And then like a Chopper and what's his name in the background, whatever the little droid is. It'd be great.
No, this is one of your best ideas ever. I'm into it.
It needs to be done. If anybody listening wants to do it first, feel free.
Yeah, no, I think we should have multiple versions of this. Everyone who wants to do this should do it. This is excellent.
There's a design of what you're talking about with the characters from The Force Awakens on it.
Yeah, I believe I've seen that one as well.
With Rey.
Does it have Finn wrapped around her legs?
Finn's in front of her. And then,
no, I mean, Finn's
he's not like wrapped around her legs.
Oh no, he's got to be like the suggestive, like,
yeah,
lounging,
grabbing on to the
like a toddler.
To his calf.
Yes, like the Army of Darkness poster, or any of the John Carter type of stuff.
Yeah, or any Frazetta like
for sure.
Poster or the Frazetta style paintings on the sides of dudes' vans. I know what you're talking about.
No, I know what you're talking about. I'm saying there's one of The Force Awakens.
Yeah.
He's not wrapped around her leg.
I believe I've seen the one you're talking about.
They couldn't demean a man like that.
No, if anyone deserves to be demeaned, it's Ezra.
I actually liked him this episode.
He was fine. He sat there excited. No, the whole point of him was like, ooh. Ooh. he sat there like just watching, and you'd have a... Polo or whatever, like, stop.
Wait. I thought he was really nice. Polo? That's Lucius
whatever,
Venus,
you know what
man.
I mean.
I did know what you meant. And his name is Fen Rao on the show. You know, he did he was awesome as well. I felt like he got a little bit of character development. Everybody did except for Zeb because he wasn't really in it. Like, he was in it for, like, a split second, right?
I'm trying to remember seeing him at all.
Maybe. I don't really remember him.
He didn't have any lines if he was in it, I don't think.
He was too busy gloating.
They see what the point of Kanan wearing that mask is now.
Yeah, I don't know, just to look cool.
It doesn't look cool. It looks stupid.
I think it looks pretty cool.
Like, honestly, though, that was
there with like zero eyes.
But that was the biggest distraction I had watching it because it was a great episode and I really enjoyed it. But as I was watching it, I seriously... I could hear Mark just saying as we're watching it, like, oh, of course, why not have him do that too? You know, it was.
But for the most part, you know, this is the one episode that it made perfect sense that he could, you know, he knows fighting styles. He's been.
Yeah, but to what extent?
Guys. Did you guys hate Rogue One? Did you hate Chirrut? Because Chirrut isn't a Jedi. Sure.
Sorry.
Like, I don't know, man. Like,
I hate Daredevil.
You hate Daredevil?
Yeah.
These are lies. These are lies.
Whenever a blind guy walks by, I trip him.
I just feel like everyone in the fandom who criticizes Kanan for being able to do stuff blind doesn't seem to have a problem with Chirrut.
Well,
and I feel like it's...
Well, Chirrut has a stick or cane or something, you know. You
but he doesn't use as a cane. He's beating people up all the time.
Right, you but know, he still uses it on occasion when he's walking. You can still tell.
He uses it as a staff,
man.
not as a cane.
So isn't that kind of for show, though? It seemed – I got the impression that was more like for show.
I felt like it was for show. I felt like he was holding it as a staff, not as a cane. I agree with Mark's comment from a few episodes back when we talked about how it's stupid that he was using a cane in the premiere of the season before he, you know, had his moment with the Bendu, and he seemed like he was struggling, and then instantly he's okay. I felt like that struggle should have been shown, or at least he should have already been good at it when we meet them 6 months later, you know, after the finale. Yeah, one of the two, either show it or imply that it happened off screen. Don't have it happen instantly, because that is hard to swallow. But at this point, we know it's the way it is. It's how, like, they've had him using a gun or using a blaster. You know, it's like he clearly is able to use the Force to pretty much get away with not being able to see. And if Daredevil can do it, if characters in Daredevil like Stick, who weren't blinded with radioactive magic waste, and people, you know, like Zatoichi, if we can accept those in stories, I feel like we should be able to accept the Jedi. Considering the first time we meet a Jedi, it's Luke being trained in the Force to be able to do stuff without looking. Someone with Kane's training should have a much easier time with it. And it wasn't done well, but I feel like that time has passed, and it's, I don't know, it doesn't feel like it's worth mentioning to me anymore. But that's just me.
But speaking of Kanan, though, I thought Freddie Prinze Jr. and really everybody, honestly, in the episode did a great job.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Freddie Prinze Jr. and Tia Sirkar did a great job. I think it's – I thought it was the best performance out of what's-his-face – Taylor, yeah. Whatever the guy who plays Ezra, yeah, has done so far. What's his name? Taylor, I can't remember his name. But and always Kevin McKidd does a good job in everything. The guy that does Zachary Finn Rao, Taylor. Zachary Taylor. That's right.
Yeah,
the president.
Yeah. And once again, Vanessa Marshall was in it a whole lot, but when she was, it was great there too. Like everybody, I thought was great.
There's some great subtle character work. Oh, the music was great.
That was great, and I love that she told Kanan off.
There was also some great animation character work, I thought, with her. Like, in the beginning, when Ezra is, like, quote, you know, adapting the Yoda lines. Like, don't try, just learn. Like,
yeah.
She had some great side eye and eyebrow raise.
That was so lame.
Yeah, like, it was so lame that I loved it.
The way her response made that, it would have been much worse without her to punctuate it with, like, what are you talking about? Right. You're so full of it. But I want to hear your thoughts on the music, Mark.
Very Eastern influenced. Obviously, I mean, you know, a lot of drums and whatnot. That kind of did really well with it.
Wasn't there a guitar at one point?
Yeah, but there's kind of... That seems to be really popular, at least within some of the Japanese soundtracks that I've heard,
right,
especially with video games. Like they'll one of my favorite video games of all time is Dynasty Warriors, and they'll just have this awesome like orchestra and just throwing just like this rock guitar to Nora. It's like, wait, what? And the first time I heard it, I was taking it back, but now it's just kind of normal. It's the style, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, for me, but, I thought when Kanan and Sabine were fighting, that music I thought was my favorite part. I mean, overall, some of it was very different from Star Wars, but still good. But I think that sequence was my favorite part of it.
We need to get Melching on, Tim. Did you see my conversation with him today?
Not really. Like, I think I saw one tweet out of context, but I didn't really see the conversation.
Rebels. Right. Yeah, one of the writers on Rebels, and he was giving his list of stuff that he listens to when he writes Rebels episodes.
Nice.
He's a score geek.
Oh, nice.
When he talked about the temp track on this episode, he said it was from the Crouching Tiger score, didn't he?
Yeah, the temp track when they're putting it together was Tan Dunn, his score for Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon.
Yeah, you and Jonah Marie got some really good interaction with him. I thought,
yeah, it was nice. It was nice. Whenever anybody like that, decides to interact with fandom and give you a little bit of insight into how they work, it's always appreciated. Who is that?
That's mine. That's my neighborhood.
Not in Tim's or Andrea's neighborhood. You guys live in, like, you know, Beverly Hills or somewhere.
I live in Wegmans.
The truth comes out.
I'm an aisle 12.
Yeah.
Fresh dates.
Andrea is a Wegmans. We never knew that. So her actual last name.
Learn something new every day, guys.
Seriously, if you are, why am I broke?
Listen, this isn't a charity.
Wegmans is a business.
It's business.
Well,
I'm here to sell prepared foods and organic stuff. So
you definitely like the black sheep of the Wegmans family then. I'm here to sell organic foods and prepared stuff.
No, we could spill some dirt on Danny Wegman, but I don't want to. Cease and desist.
Whoa!
Here's the deal. Jared basically let us in on obviously that Rebels is on hiatus, and we probably won't have anything interesting besides the title announcement of Star Wars Episode 8 for a while. So we need that dirt next week.
Yeah, we got to spread the Wegmans out in those 3 weeks.
Yeah.
Make sure you lawyer up before then.
Yeah, we want to hear about Danny Wegman next week.
That's right. Ron will represent you.
Mm-hmm. Is he on a list somewhere? Danny Wegman?
A list? No.
Yeah, if I put him on
registered something.
I've just heard similar things from a lot of different people. So I'm inclined to think it's true. But
so ladies, stay away from Danny Wegman's.
No, not anything like produce. That. Nothing like that.
Produce, stay away from Danny Wegman.
Anyways, this episode was good.
It was.
My friend Danny had a question for us about it. I feel like now is the appropriate time.
Okay. Go ahead, Tim.
No, I have no idea what this is about, so.
He said, I was talking to him yesterday about the episode because he wanted to know what I thought, and he was saying, wait, let me find it. He said they referenced the Mandalorian Wars, and he wanted to know if you guys thought. He wanted to know if I thought, and I was like, I don't know. But he wanted to know if it was a reference to Knights of the Old Republic.
No, I don't think. Well,
and to Raven
is talking.
I know nothing about that.
Yeah, and Revan, right? But
I said Tar,
is Tar Vizsla? Was he in the Knights of the Old Republic? Because that's the only character they name. In this episode, they talk about Tar Vizsla and talk about how he was a Mando Jedi.
That I'll ask those nerds tomorrow because I don't know.
I know a lot of Knights of the Old Republic players and fans, but it's not my thing. So I'm not equipped.
More important though, Revan or Revan?
I thought it was Raven, so clearly I'm not a good fan.
I say Revan.
I say Revan too.
Oh no, I must be wrong.
I'm sorry.
yeah. That's right. Everyone in the world mispronounces talk except for you, Tim. that's probably how it is.
Which one is it? Is it Revan? Is it Revan? Is it Raven?
I think I'm gonna go with what Mark Hamill said at Star Wars Weekends in 2015 in Florida, where he said that when he and Harrison asked on the set of A New Hope or Star Wars, when they asked George how to pronounce some of the names, he goes, well, it's regional because they're come on. Everybody calls him Han except for his best friend, oldest human friend who calls him Han. Clearly, there is no correct way to there's no correct way to pronounce these names. It's however we want to.
What
Raven
will happen if Donald Glover says Han?
I will be totally taken out of the film. He's got to call him Chewbacca and Han. That's all I know.
He's got to call him Chewbacca. He's always
Chewbacca.
I mean, that's what
how
I would
you
expect,
doing, Chewbacca.
It's all I require. If he can do that, then he's going to totally pull it off because he's a good actor. But if he doesn't, I think I'm going to be like, this is a film. This is not a Star Wars story in the Star Wars universe. This is a fan film. There you go.
Tim.
I don't have anything to say.
Iceberg's approaching. Come on.
What?
Iceberg's approaching, Tim.
Oh, gotcha.
Steer us on the right track.
Yeah. So, about that.
Fun. Tim.
Tim, what's going on?
In Game of Thrones, you win or you die. Let's go.
Tim's dead.
Yeah.
I've Cersei'd him.
But no, that's we do have episode 8 stuff happen today. Apparently, I didn't even find out about this till not too long ago. But there's a title for episode 8.
What do you
now.
Mean not too long ago?
Like a couple hours ago, I found
it out. It came out this morning, Tim.
Tim was busy.
Yeah.
Tim was busy giving up state secrets in a minute.
What?
What were you busy with?
I just see that if Tim ever gets waterboarded, he's coughing up. He's covering up everything in like 30 seconds.
They break one finger and he's like, it's not worth it. If I don't have my thumbs, then what's the point? Let's give it all.
Break my hand, but not my watch.
It's so stupid. Oh my god.
What am I supposed to do now?
I love how much importance we put on Tim's watch. It's more than absurd.
So there is that iceberg's getting closer. I just saw. So that episode 8 has a title, and it is, well, a lot of people have been saying it's The Last Jedi. I think if you look at it closely and look at the spacing of the letters, I think it's The Last Jed Part 1, and episode 9 will be The Last Jed Part 2. That's a solid theory.
Or will it be episode 8 part 2, The Last Jed part 2, and split it up into two parts like they do?
Oh, that's interesting.
Like Mockingbird?
Yeah, or the last Harry Potter film, Deathly Hallows.
Would it not be a trilogy anymore?
I don't know.
A quadruply?
Quadrilogy.
Stop, sorry.
But yeah, The Last Jedi. How is that as a title? I'm ignoring you guys. How is that as a title?
I think it's good.
It's fine. Whatever.
I like it.
See, I think the hard thing is, this was true for me also when The Force Awakens was announced. You have all 6 and now 7, but at the time, all 6 Star Wars movies, their names, they are synonymous with the name of Star Wars. So that's a high standard. So The Force Awakens, it was a little different, but it kind of worked at the same time and all this. So now it's brand new, and I think it will also become synonymous because it's nothing out there. It's standard Star Wars, I think. So,
yeah, I told our friend Colin, I told him today that I'm pretty sure by Wednesday we'll all be used to it. It'll just be part of the Star Wars language after 2 days of thinking about it.
And I know a lot of people refer to Return of the Jedi as just Jedi, right?
Yes.
So here, you won't be able to do that. I guess it'll just be Last Jedi.
That was a complaint. My friend Jess Quest online, or Raygun Girl. That's what she said.
Why can't you just say ROTJ like everybody else says? Or say episode whatever for whatever episode you want to talk about.
I'm still going to think of Jedi as Return of the Jedi because of, I mean, I was 8 months old or something when it came out. It's always been in my brain. And, it's the first film I went to in theater, but I don't remember it. I can't think of a time that I didn't know that movie. And this isn't going to replace that anytime soon or compete with it. So I'm going to think of this as The Last Jedi. And I don't know. It is what it is.
That movie's Return. Oh, I like Return. And this will be Jedi now.
Ooh, I like that compromise because I do think of it as both Jedi and Return. I like that, Mark. That's a good compromise.
Or TLJ.
I like TLJ.
That's how everyone's gonna type it.
It sounds like TLC.
Or TMJ.
Or TMZ.
Instead of no scrubs, they can make no Siths.
Ooh, waterfalls.
Ooh!
Ooh! There should be some water. There should be some waterfalls on a Octu or Octo.
Is that Ireland? God. The Ireland planet?
Yeah, it's the Skellig Island. Skellig Michael.
It's honestly a boring title.
I mean, I think it'll have context in the movie because obviously you like read it and you're like, well, obviously this movie's not gonna be The Last Jedi.
I like the different interpretations. Like I was telling staff earlier today, I like to think of it as the previous Jedi. Like, the last Jedi who came over here, he was a jerk.
Well, you know, the Star Wars tweet, I forget the exact wording, but made some reference about, like, the title of the next installment of the Skywalker saga is, and then, you know, The Last Jedi. So I thought it was kind of interesting. I didn't know if they were just trying to come up with another way to say Star Wars, or if they're... It's just interesting to me how they used Skywalker Saga, you know, as the term for the tweet.
I always thought it was Skywalker Saga.
Yeah, I've heard that before.
Yeah, no, I think it is, but I just think... And Kathleen Kennedy said with The Force Awakens that it is a continuation of the Skywalker Saga, but... I just thought for them to
maybe
tweet
this will
that,
be the last of the Skywalker saga. R.I.P. Luke.
I'm skeptical.
It was nice knowing you.
Well, if that happens, then I will, like, you know, protest Star Wars.
We'll put you on a watch list.
But no, I mean, I don't think it's like Mark said. It's not overly exciting, but I don't think it's bad as a title.
I think another observation I had today was that it's the, what do you call it? Is this the first film that has ever had a titular line said in the previous film in the franchise? Because Snoke, it was in the crawl, and then Snoke says specifically, he says, you know, if they find Skywalker, you know, then the Jedi will be reborn, but he refers to him as the Last Jedi. So they had a titular line for this movie, like Bodhi saying Rogue One. In the previous film already, which is kind of interesting.
Oh, I don't know, because remember in A New Hope when Han said he was really fearful that the Empire would strike back?
That never happened, and you know it.
Fine.
Well, in Rogue One, Leia says they found hope.
She doesn't say A New Hope, though. A titular line is when you say the entire title.
This is the first little bit of marketing, too, because there was like a teaser poster, I guess. It's just like The Force Awakens.
Oof.
Well, all right. There's that. It's just like The Force Awakens.
What?
And it says,
I don't know what just happened.
It says December on it.
The logo's red. It's like, ooh. Ooh. Hey, what the hell does that mean?
It's the first time we've seen
a
red Star Wars.
It was quiet for a long time.
Yeah. No, it's the first time we've seen a red Star Wars logo since the Clone Wars Maul thing.
Not really. Since then? Yeah, but yeah. It was Jedi. Jedi had the red logo.
Yeah.
So did Sith.
Yeah. Yeah.
It doesn't feel that significant to me.
Yeah. I don't know why they did it.
Huh.
Because it should have been the third one, you're saying? Or?
I just got a message that said that my computer's going to restart in a few minutes.
Wait, you can't say don't do that?
There is not an option to do that. So, all right.
Andrew, tell us about women in Star Wars. Hurry.
You know, hey, actually, you know what I can do is restart it and continue recording and put it together.
Oh, yeah, no. What if it takes your computer like 10 hours to restart?
Then Andrea can talk quickly and then we can restart and hope it doesn't take forever.
No, actually, that's something good. That's something good to save for next week. Now that we know we have nothing to talk about.
But we don't want this to be a half an hour podcast, do we? I guess we could.
Who cares?
Shortest podcast ever.
It's about time someone's able to fit us into their schedule. Somebody might look at it and go, oh, wow, this is just like a nice appetizer. I'm going to try it. Or where before they're like, you know, I don't want a full podcast.
Listen, I don't think all podcasts need to be like 50 hours long.
Right. It is what it is. Now, 10 minutes.
That's fair. No, that's fair. That's fair.
We did a 10-minute episode, didn't a mini-sode, didn't we, Tim?
You guys did.
We did the Giacchino Yay episode.
Yep. We did.
Wow, so, Tim.
I'm taking this as a sign that you might be right. We don't have a lot to talk about right now, to speak of right now.
I was into the new title. I like it okay. What, you guys have quick thoughts before we have to end because Tim's computer's a jerk?
I don't hate it. I'm not overwhelmed by it. I'm sure it'll be perfectly fine. It'll grow on me.
See, for me, I would never be overwhelmed by a title, no matter what it is. I would either go, oh, cool, or I don't know
about that. You are tempting me to say things that I know you would have to bleep. I feel like.
Well, if it's like, you know, the death of Luke, then that would suck.
Oh, but you'd cry. You'd cry like a baby.
It kind of just said that, though.
Oh, Episode 8, R.I.P. Luke.
I don't feel like it necessarily means that.
No, seriously, I take this as, like, currently, like, this, what we have here, The Last Jedi, and that's their state currently. Not that it will forever be the state.
Now he's going out.
That's what I said, because obviously there's going to be more Jedi. Disney's going to keep making films until everybody's sick of them.
That reminded me, one quick thing I also wanted to ask you guys, because we, a couple minutes, since the logo is red, when I saw that, I mean, it's cool, but it struck me like something that Marvel would do with something with their logos. I know Star Wars can do it too, but that's just kind of what struck me. So do you think this was more of a Lucasfilm creative idea, or was it more of a Disney marketing idea?
Disney doesn't really, I think, push Marvel to do a whole lot. I think they kind of let them do their own thing.
But with marketing, don't they have a bigger role?
Who?
Disney. I thought they had a bigger role with the marketing of their
movies. Like it's almost an independent house for the most part.
Yeah, Marvel has its own interior marketing department. It's not beholden to Disney's.
Like, Abrams wanted Struzan for the Episode 7 poster. And
he did?
Nah. Well, yeah. It's why we got the freebie at D23, because it was just something that, no, Disney's not going for it, so.
I never heard that. That's interesting.
That was my impression, but, you know, I could be wrong.
I don't know. I get the feeling, I mean, this could have been a Disney decision. I felt like whoever made the call, it was because it was to differentiate it from Force Awakens, because I thought they wanted it to be a similar style but with a new color. And I guess it could have been blue. Honestly, it would have been cool if it was green, but with Luke's saber, but maybe he doesn't use it.
I think it's red to indicate the tone. That's what I took. That this is going to be darker.
No. No, because Empire Strikes Back was blue.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean so.
Yeah, I was thinking the same thing. But with everybody, like Adam Driver and Oscar Isaac, these people mentioning how this one's going to be like the darker of the ones so far. I mean, there are only two, but it'll be the darker one.
Right.
Possibly the darker one of the trilogy. I kind of got the same impression. I wasn't surprised. I saw it. I'm like, oh, red. They're probably trying to indicate it's darker. Okay, like that's just the first impressions I got.
I kind of with Mark. I don't think it's. Yeah, I don't. I don't know that I'm convinced. I'm with you, Mark. But it's a reasonable interpretation. I think that's quite possible, because I feel like I've heard more. What is it? Kasdan and Oscar Isaac have mentioned it's weird. I feel like I'm anticipating this to be something different, more than dark, maybe. And I'm almost hoping, because like Andrew said, I'm assuming they're going to keep making these movies for some time, that maybe Episode 9 will be the darker one. Maybe it'll end on a down note, because they have the opportunity for the first time to have the next set of trilogy films, the next set of films in the saga, to feature the same actors in kind of a starring role, because they're not going to wait 20 years or 15 years or 10 years. You know, they'll wait a few maybe, but they're not going to be forced to by time. You know, they're going to have a plan in place. It's just like with the Marvel second wave of films and third wave of films. They're going to, before we get to the last standalone, they're going to know what they're doing next.
Oh yeah, the Boba Fett movie.
You just you killed the conversation there. Because I'm under the impression What?
You're in awe. Everyone's in awe of that. What was it? Movie? It's awe-inspiring.
I'm under the impression, though, that is, from some of the stuff I've read and heard, that that's at least indefinitely shelved, that they're looking at other things for the third standalone film.
Jared, you know what you can do with yourself?
I do. Okay, I know.
Hey, how much time we got left, Tim?
Like a couple minutes.
Can you, Jared... can you incorporate now into speaking one of the things that you've been using lately on Twitter? Instead of saying you're right, you've been telling people you're not wrong.
Well, I say that a lot in real life.
Yeah, no. Can you use it? Because you're not using it on the podcast. You're agreeing, but I'd like you to say you're not wrong.
About what?
When I agree, when you said I was right about, you know, or you agreed with me about the red logo, you say, I want you to tell me I'm not wrong.
Well, you're not wrong, Mark.
And then keep going. Because it sounds so professional.
All right. I'll go for that.
It's so polite. Good.
It is. You're basically, I don't know how many times you're cutting that apple, but you're all over and making sure everybody gets a slice. You're doing really good.
I try. You know, I try to be diplomatic and I try to see all sides, even if I don't necessarily agree. I try to see where people are coming from.
You do, except for wanting to punch Nazis or whatever.
Hey, man, I'm just saying I don't have a problem with it. I'm not saying people should do it. That's not the same thing as endorsing it. But,
all right. Down this podcast. This is Pod Save America, you guys.
This isn't Pod Save
America. I love that podcast, by the way. Just
what podcast?
Pod Save America.
Pod Save America. Never heard of it. Just putting up, you know, promotion out there.
What is it?
It's a political podcast.
What side of the aisle?
Oh, it's 100% liberal.
Oh, well, that's probably why I never heard of it.
Yeah, so Mark would not like it.
Yeah.
No. No, I don't listen to any political podcast, to be honest. I got enough random politics thrown at me just from everyday life, and I don't need to listen to it. I'd drive myself crazy.
No, the only thing I do is the Dollop podcast that Jason recommended has some political, I don't know, twinge to it. It's mostly just comedians making fun of American history and telling either really sad or really hilarious stories, and it's.
I keep meaning to watch Drunk History. Anybody ever watch that?
I love that show.
I'm a big fan. I think it's really funny. Oh my gosh, they have one about John Adams and Thomas Jefferson running against each other. Yeah. And it's the funniest thing in the world because I keep thinking of it with this recent election because people talked about Hillary and Trump were the meanest to any candidates had ever been to each other, and it's not true. Because like Thomas Jefferson accused John Adams of being a hermaphrodite, and his response was to tell all people, oh, no, I would totally vote for Thomas Jefferson. He's a good friend of mine, but he's dead. And I'm like, that is the best like burn on an opposing candidate in the world to tell people. It's like, well, you could vote for him, but he's literally dead, so you can't. And, because the communication was, you know, by horse back then, and there wasn't a postal service. Like, there was no way to corroborate that. Like, people just entire districts were like, "Oh no, Thomas Jefferson's dead. I heard it." that's awesome.
Oh, that's fantastic.
It is. That's the best like slander you could possibly throw against someone.
So clearly, our politics have always been about the gutter.
No, it reminds me of that. It's the same thing on the Dollop. Like, it just hearing about U.S. history, it reminds me that we've never really been this like shiny example of perfection that we want to believe. Like, we're just people. We've always been people.
Yep.
All right. So I'm gonna totally cut off this conversation because of time.
All right, cool. Tim. Still love you, man.
It's our super short episode. It's like a 45-minute episode. That's awesome.
Yeah. So,
minimal politics. Good job, everybody.
Well, thank you, the three of you, for being on.
Did you say Vink?
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
I am very great. You know what? Bye.
Oh, this episode's called Making Fun of How Tim Talks.